How do you cope when you're living with an autoimmune disease and chronic pain? Hello, I'm Mariet Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is living with an autoimmune disease and chronic pain, what I've learned. My guest is Belinda Brasnell, angel medium, author, and yoga practitioner from Vanderbijl Park. Welcome back, Belinda.
Hello, Mariet. Always nice to talk to you. I always enjoy our conversations.
So do I. And to our listeners, after our conversation, Belinda will offer tips for individuals experiencing gut problems. And then it will be fun question time. Belinda, you and I have recorded numerous podcasts, but for those listeners who don't know you, please tell us what you do.
I am an angelic medium. I connect to spirit and I give people messages from their angels and their loved ones on the other side to understand their life path and to help them to create their highest potential and to live in joy.
And today we're talking about a personal challenge you've had for many years. Since childhood, you have experienced severe health challenges. And now you've finally been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease involving your gut. Please tell us where it all started. Which difficulties did you experience as a child?
Yeah, as a young child, I remember I was sick regularly, staying at home, missing school. I also, you know, I was emotional since I was very young. And I grew up thinking, well, later years when I started doing the psychic work again, I thought it was just because I was such a sensitive child and that my parents didn't understand me. So I used to get lots of pains in my muscles. I couldn't stand for long and I couldn't exercise properly, which people couldn't understand. My sister was a really good athlete and I was very tall with long legs. So everybody thought I should be a good athlete. And the muscle pains, my mom always thought that it was just growing pains. And she would tell me, just, you know, go and lie down. It's just growing pains. And I never understood why nobody else had growing pains. Mm. But, you know, and if we would be baking like Christmas cookies and stand for long in the kitchen, I would always drag a chair closer. And it would frustrate my mom so much because she thought I was lazy. And because I also didn't like exercise, you know, it's like you're just unfit and you're lazy. Mm. So it was complicated and complicated fitting in at school. You know, if you've got constant issues and also if you miss school a lot. And then in my later years, you're always sick when I'm stressed because obviously your immune system struggles. So I used to be sick in exam time always and like with going on camps, school camps, I would get really sick. And also, you know, when I stress before something and then I relax afterwards, like after exam and it's holiday and then I'll be sick the whole holiday.
Oh, no.
Like going to Ireland last year, you know, you're sort of stressed to get everything done and organized and then you're on the plane and you start relaxing and then my body says, right, now it's time to find balance. And then, you know, it's like you start to believe this is your life. Mm. And it's really difficult to also overcome that psychological programming that you will never be able to enjoy anything. Because you might be ill and you worry before to not be ill. So it's just a bad cycle.
Mm. I think it must have been very difficult not to know that there was a specific reason for what you were experiencing.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the same as being psychic. You think everybody experiences the same thing. And you think that you are just not handling it well. So I think because I heard constantly that, you know, I'm lazy and all of that, I just believed that. And I just thought that I'm just not good enough.
Would you say that living with this chronic condition affected you more as the years went on?
You know, because part of this is also the anxiety and depression. I always struggled with depression, even as a child. And then when I went to study engineering, I actually tried to commit suicide because I couldn't cope. Yeah, so, you know, I think in the beginning, my body was still sort of okay with it. But the last year or so, it's really just come to a point where I couldn't cope with the pain anymore. You know, throughout my life, I would always have some kind of pain. In my 30s and 40s, I would sort of judge the day by the amount of pain I'll have. And it would be different pains every day. You know, it wouldn't be like, okay, you've got this pain and you can go to the doctor with it. It would be certain pain on a certain day, lots of migraines. So I would just be happy if I only have a migraine.
Oh, goodness.
And not something else as well. So I learned to live with it and sort of navigate my life through it, you know. But being on pills all the time, pain medication, is also really negative, because being on medication also had other side effects. So you never know whether it's part of your condition or something because of the medication. So I was glad to actually find a path where I started going into the natural medicines. Mm. But again, you know, what works for somebody else didn't always work for me.
If someone is listening who's also struggling with a chronic condition like this, what would you say to them in terms of how it affects one's relationships?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult when you can't really show where the pain is at. Or, like I said before, it's a consistent thing that you know what you need to deal with, because people don't really understand. Especially like with my husband, you know, in later years, I thought, just keep quiet. Don't say out loud. I'm a kind of person that says out loud what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So if I've got a certain pain, I would express it verbally. And I realized later, you know, it's like he doesn't hear it anymore. And I realized it's not because he doesn't care, but he doesn't know how to support me. And it's daily. So what do I expect him to say or to understand? So it's very important to communicate in a positive way, but also to not take it personally when other people can't really understand what you're going through.
And another question is, how has it affected your work?
Yeah, my work has always been high energy, I would say. So giving messages from spirit takes a lot of physical energy. And because in later years, I finally found exercise that I loved, yoga, and I'm a teacher now for, I think, about 5 years. So it really became my passion. There was something I was good at. You know, I was exercising. I wasn't being lazy anymore. But I just couldn't understand why I wasn't losing weight. So, you know, people will look at you, and even though you tell them that you do yoga 3 times a week and walk 6 kilometers 2 times a week, especially doctors, that you eat healthy, they don't believe you because they look at your body and they think, I don't think so. Mm. And with the pain, this last year has really affected my ability to move. So it has affected my yoga, which then affects my mental state. my emotional state. And, you know, not being able to go for my 6-kilometer walks anymore, it becomes really, really depressing. And I haven't had enough energy to, you know, have like 2 clients a day, where I used to have like 5 clients a day.
Mm.
So it all just increases the depression, not being able to. I'm 52. And I mean, I used to walk away from my kids in the mall. They are very tall, but I was fast and I was fit.
Mm.
Now I can hardly move. They have to constantly remember that mom's not keeping up. So on an emotional and psychological level, it has affected me a lot. And it's very difficult to stay positive and to sort of keep your eye on trusting that there might be a good outcome, especially if you've been dealing with this your whole life.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly why we're talking about it. Now, you did mention that you consulted many medical practitioners and also went the natural way throughout the years, but you only received a diagnosis a few months ago. How did this happen?
A couple of years ago, I was still struggling with a lot of migraines. So, you know, people noticed it. And I believe in teaching on social media through what I go through. So I don't mind sharing. I don't share a lot of personal stuff, but I don't mind sharing my difficulties and how I cope with it, because I feel a lot of other people, it can help other people. I had a lot of migraines, and then one of my clients said to me, you know, go to this lady, and she is a lifeblood analyst. And we became really good friends, and she started treating me with natural medicines, and it was really good going for a while, although I didn't lose any weight. But I had a purpose, and I had something to look forward to. Eat clean, eat healthy, just continue in this way and it will get better. And then at a point, she said to me, listen, I don't feel that what I'm doing for you is enough. And she referred me to a doctor who uses functional medicine. And this new doctor sent me for blood tests. We saw that my liver had problems methylating, which no other doctor has told me before. This doctor also checked all my previous blood tests that were still available on the app. And she said to me, you've had chronic inflammation for more than 20 years.
Sure.
And I said to her, I know. So she helped me with an eating plan. And with natural medicines that you can't buy off the shelf. So I've been busy with this now for 4 months.
Oh.
I just need a plan. Mm. If I've got something to work with, I can be positive. But every time you feel that there's no results, or it's not getting better, or not getting better fast enough, and I'm still not losing weight, you tend to lose hope.
Mm.
But it's all about persistence. I always remind myself, you know, my body's been dealing with this for many years. It's not going to recover in a month or 4 months. So I just try to keep my eye on health and being able to be me again.
Mm. Belinda, please tell us what the name of this condition is.
So the functional doctor didn't really give me a diagnosis because, you know, people tend to take it very negatively when there's a diagnosis.
Oh.
So this functional doctor confirmed that it is an autoimmune disease or problem. And she's guiding me through that because she says everything that is autoimmune related starts in the gut and with the liver. So we are just focusing on that.
Mm.
But what I've realized through what I've seen on television and the internet and through other healers was something that really came to the forefront that I think was brought to me by spirit so that I could have a deeper understanding of what I'm dealing with. And that is the MTHFR gene mutation. And that clicked into place for me because it made sense with what I've been experiencing since a child. So some of the problems that is connected to this is thyroid disorders, gluten intolerance, hormone imbalances, blood clots, which I had a lot of when I was pregnant, chronic pain, leaky gut, which I've had for many, many years, cardiovascular disease. I always struggle with bronchitis and my heart when I get really sick. Brain fog, which is terrible right now. I can hardly remember a word. And then the anxiety and depression. And then, of course, the pains is very much in my muscles, but also in each and every joint. These days that you just feel that you cannot move. Or when I've been driving in the car and I get out, you know, my hips don't want to work. And it's never been this bad. It's really come to a point, I think, so that it can be cleared, especially because we are living in a time at this stage where we have to clear a lot of our old emotional pain as well.
Belinda, how can this condition be treated?
I think the main thing is awareness. You know, we as people don't want to take responsibility. So I think it's about taking responsibility and then really adjusting your eating plan. And I mean, I've been vegan for many years. But what I didn't realize was that I was eating too many nuts and seeds and legumes and things like that that wasn't good for my gut. We had to fine-tune my diet even more. And this has been 20 years of my life is fine-tuning my diet. So it's really about deciding that you will commit to yourself. And I'm just trusting this doctor, trying to stick to my diet as good as I can because I can feel everything that I do put into my mouth that's not in line with it. I've got instant pain. And, you know, I work with her to have a plan like when I'm going to Ireland where I might not be able to eat as I eat now to know what I can do. And how to deal with it and how to deal with my body in that space.
Yes, and that is also what you teach, that one has to commit to one's health and one's well-being on all levels.
Yes.
Now we come to what to me is a very important part of our conversation, and that is the fact that you regard your illness as a spiritual journey. But before we go into more detail, could you speak about the ways in which a physically challenging condition could be seen in a spiritual light, in a more general sense?
Yes, I actually see everything in a spiritual light. I feel that our souls chose to be here, to incarnate into a specific body, and to come and shift something on earth. So we chose to go through something to help cleanse the energies on earth and the suffering. I always say to clients, you know, we're on ground level now. We had to become human to understand what the human bodies are going through on earth right now, what is being done to it, and to take responsibility within a physical body because we have to change it within a physical body to help shift the consciousness back towards a health perspective because everything is out of balance on earth right now. the way that animals are treated, the way we treat plants and spray the plants and our food. Everything is out of balance and we cannot stay unconscious about it anymore.
Could you tell us about your own personal view of your autoimmune condition? Because you did say to me previously that seeing your journey with this condition in a spiritual light has helped you make peace with it.
With the diagnosis, when I realized what's actually happening with me, it didn't stress me out. It made so much sense. It gave me peace to finally understand my life and my life experience within this body. And as I started eating even more fruit and vegetables, I felt a deep, deep connection to the earth. I tell you, I can even taste the sun energy when I bite into a fruit. It's just that wholesomeness and how the earth was made to take care of us, not just through fruit and vegetables, but through beauty, to bring us peace, to bring us harmony, to bring us gratitude and fulfillment. The beauty of a sunrise or sunset, the gravity field of the earth, the blueness of the sky has been proven to help our bodies to function, to understand that we are awake and to produce energy. Everything on this earth was created in harmony with animals, plant life, and humans. And we see ourselves as separate from that. And we try and force those things to serve us. So we get into this space of living a stressful life, which we don't understand, but it is because we see ourselves as separate. We live in buildings most of the time. We don't take in the sun energy. We don't connect to the grass by walking barefoot. You know, all the things that can sustain our bodies, we have rejected. So what insight I received, that what was going on in my gut is the state of the earth. What is happening in our guts is what is happening to plants and animal life. And I saw myself in a vision being pregnant with the earth. And, you know, women will know this, when you're pregnant, you're really aware of what you eat and what you drink, because it needs to be healthy for the baby. And this is how I see myself right now, that everything that I eat needs to be in harmony with the health of our planet. And the awareness of being responsible for giving birth to a new planet to help it heal. And we're all busy with that. And I feel that all diseases, even cancer, is reflecting to us how we, you know, abuse our bodies and the earth. So all diseases have something like this, because disease just means you're not in harmony with your environment. And I feel that it's on a level, my spiritual journey to be an example of this, to share my difficulty, to share my struggle. And people dealing with autoimmune diseases will know that there's nothing that helps for the pain. My functional doctor gave me 2 different pain medications. Nothing helped. You know, there's a sense of moving deep into the body, allowing it to be your teacher. And I've been doing this for more than 20 years, to listen to my body. Let the pain be your teacher. Let it guide you. But knowing that there's a higher purpose, there's a higher reason that you chose this journey, and you brought all the tools as a soul. You know how to do this. But you have to take responsibility for yourself and for the world, because we cannot live this dysfunctional separation anymore.
That is a huge insight, isn't it? And do you find that that helps give you hope that it will get better in due time?
You know what? In my spirituality, I've learned to detach from the outcome.
Ah.
We cannot control it. If I keep hoping that it will get better or that it depends on me, I think I wouldn't be strong enough to keep going. I also believe that I cannot change other people's minds.
Mm.
But I've seen many of my clients go vegan out of their own choice, and maybe through my example and through the guidance of the angels. Because, you know, when you put something into your body that has undergone stress and fear and abuse, you make that part of your body. And only when we start understanding that we do to ourselves what we do to the animals and to our world, can we change that. But the detaching from the outcome has been my blessing and my freedom, because I cannot put that expectation on me that I need to heal or heal the world.
Mm.
So I have surrendered that. If I die in a year, so be it. But I'm going to make sure that every day I live the example of being the change.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.mariehetsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under services on my website. Now, back to my guest. Thank you, Belinda. And then you have mentioned going to Ireland, and you are actually leaving as we record in a couple of nights. This will only air a little later, but yeah, I'm sure you've packed most of your things. Would you like to tell us about the journey that you're going on in a few days' time?
Oh, yes. You know, I truly believe that to expand as a human being, as a soul, to experience joy, you can't sit in the space of believing in survival and struggle. So the only way that I can help myself also in my healing is to be able to get excited about something and to look forward to something. So the Ireland trip is something like that, because I can't necessarily just afford it easily. So I put all my trust in spirit to help and support me to be able to have these journeys. But this Ireland trip is my second one, where I'm taking a group of, well, this time it's only ladies, So I'm taking a group of people to visit sacred sites in Ireland. And we'll do sacred ceremonies and we'll meditate. And it's just supposed to be an expansive experience for each one to really connect to themselves on soul level and to bring that energy back to their lives and their life's work in South Africa. We've got two ladies from England coming as well, but we're all part of this process of this new earth. And I think my journeys to Ireland, and next year I'm taking a group to Scotland. That is, you know, for me to have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But it's also something I do in service to humanity and to our transformation on Earth right now.
And apart from the trips, Belinda, could you explain which services you offer to clients individually and then within a group context?
So when people book a session with me, it is usually life guidance where the angels and spirit guides come to support you. It's not future telling. It's to help you to understand your soul self and how you can create a joyful, purposeful life. I also do sessions to connect to loved ones on the other side to make peace with death. I also do past life regression and regression therapy. And I connect to animals and do animal communication sessions for you to understand your pet or to understand what they are going through, what they need, and also whether they are ready to pass over. And I also give messages from animals from the other side.
Where can listeners find out more about your work?
I'm on social media on Facebook. You can just Google my name, Belinda Brasnell. I am on Instagram and TikTok. So, yeah, just join me. I've got a group on Facebook, Walking with Angels, and you can join that. I've also got WhatsApp groups where you can receive daily inspiration from the angels if you want to join.
Yes, and those particulars I will include in the podcast notes, and then you have a website which I'm going to link to this podcast. Could you just tell us the name of your website, please?
It's just belindabrasnell.co.za.
Yeah, so this link will be attached to this podcast. And now we've come to your tips for individuals experiencing gut problems.
Yes. So the tips that I follow, like we said before, eat healthy, eat raw, eat vegetables, eat fruit, allow yourself to be supported by nature in your health and make sure if you can that you eat as organically as possible. Secondly, joy. Make sure you laugh. Make sure you allow yourself to listen to music and create a space where you don't fall down the rabbit hole. And allow yourself to become aware when you do fall down the rabbit hole and have a contingency plan. And this brings me to my third suggestion is don't keep quiet. Allow your friends to know what you are dealing with. Allow them to support you or your family or your husband or whoever you feel you can talk to. It might be different people on different days. So just don't carry it alone. It's really not necessarily. We don't need to put more expectations on ourselves than what we are already dealing with.
Thank you. And may I ask you the habitual fun question?
Yes.
I know you love Mother Earth, Belinda, and you're also an artist. My question is, if the Earth had eyes like we humans do, what would her eyes look like? Should you paint them?
I would say, and I want to tell you a story, that When I was in Ireland last year, the first site we visited was Newgrange. It is an old tomb that they have renovated. And outside of this Newgrange tomb, there's lots of big rocks everywhere in Ireland, obviously. A lot of sacred stone circles. But there was this one stone that I went to hug. And as I was holding this big rock, I actually saw an eye opening and turning to look at my face. Like it was close to my face, and it was like an old woman's energy, and it was like a bluish, light gray eye with wisdom and ancient. So I think it would be that.
Mm. What a lovely synchronicity that you have this story to tell when I asked you the question. And let's see what's going to happen this time in Ireland. Which other wonderful experiences you're going to have.
Yes, and people are welcome to follow that journey on Facebook. I will be sharing as much photos and experiences as I possibly can in the time that I have there. Or afterwards as well.
Yes, I'm always very keen to take a look. And thank you very much for sharing your journey, as you always do, with such openness. And thank you for sharing with us also the wisdom of detaching from a certain outcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to talk to you as always.
To our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I'd love you to subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes. And for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariette Sneeman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Marthe-Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.